This country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
We're back. I'm Bill Lako with Gene Hensler and Troy Harmon. Here just enjoying the heck out of this Sunday.
And if you have any questions for us, again, you can always email us at drgene@hensler.com or call us at 770-429-9166 or tweet us. I don't know how you tweet.
Us on Facebook.
Follow us on Facebook.
You can download our app off of
download
the Android Store, the iTunes Store.
iTunes Store, everything else.
Android
like that.
Marketplace, whatever they call it. Can't keep up with it.
Can't keep up. We're so tech-driven at this firm.
It's unbelievable.
It scares me. Moving on, we want to talk a little bit about, Bill does especially, talk about what the impact of the election.
Yeah, I mean, I want to know, now that they've won it, what I mean, so you can already see the fights coming immigration and Obamacare and the whole, I mean, I'm hoping that, while I don't really want to all just get along, that somehow we can be constructive about actually helping this country move forward. So what, in your humble opinion, as research analysts and PhDs and all that, what should we be looking at? What sectors should I be thinking about buying in now that the world has changed just a little?
I'll give you one. Energy.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you right now that the pipeline will be built, that they will have 67 senators vote for it, yeah. which is veto-proof. That's going to happen, period. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And if that doesn't happen, it will pass with 60, and the president won't veto it because he...
So let me ask this question along energy. So why would that be helpful to oil prices?
Well, it would be helpful to oil prices because the pipeline will now go directly to the ocean in which we can export. And that'll be the next thing that will pass. They'll allow, right now they don't allow exportation except for liquefied natural gas.
Right.
They will pass a law that allows the United States to export oil.
I wouldn't be surprised at either one of those. And I really think that
that's pretty clean.
When you talk about an investment to capture some of that, I would think more of the oil services, especially when you're building the pipeline, are going to be benefactors of that.
I mean, the unions want that, Bill. The unions want that like crazy.
Right.
The manufacturers of the pipeline want this. Everybody wants it. The only one that doesn't want it are the crazy eco people, you know?
Yeah.
The same people are seeing on a thing where there's pipes and electricity running all over their house, under their house, over everything else. We don't want it going across the prairie.
Yeah. One thing that they do like going across the prairie is railroads, and I think it probably would cut into that. So, I mean, you know, these are longer term.
Yeah, it would probably hurt rails a bit because they're sending an awful lot of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's the main way to get it to the
oil. So
to
I
the
think
refinery
that,
right now.
That would be
the thing. Some of the other things that I think you might see changing, healthcare has actually been going like gangbusters for the last 2 or 3 years, and I think that will slow, and that was my point. I think you're going to see a slowing in growth in healthcare.
Even with the aging population?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of that built out. It's just a matter of how many participants we've had in the past. I think that still will grow, but I think you'll see the growth slowing. And, you know, that's one of the first things that John Boehner came out talking about is Obamacare. I mean, is he going to try to take that out? I don't know. But I really do think that you could restrict it some.
We have a couple of thousand clients thereabouts. We probably have 400 physicians. And I've grown old with them, okay? 20-some years, you know, doing this 30 years almost, stuff like that. More of them are leaving early, getting out of it, not encouraging their kids to go, and stuff like that. There's going to be less and less doctors, going to be less and less medical services, and there's going to be less and less doctors who take Medicare, who take whatever, and they're going to say, the fee for this service is $1,000, and if insurance covers $250, fine, dig in your pocket and pay the other $750.
No.
There's going to be a radical change in medicine, and it's going to get very, very expensive or non-existent for some people. The idea of that We lower the cost of medicine, which we haven't done, by the way, in Obamacare. For right. most of these people who pay $400 premiums and all of a sudden they have a $6,000 deductible,
yeah.
they just don't have it. And right. doctors won't take them until they've paid their $6,000 deductible.
Right.
I mean, they all pre-screen
right.
you.
Right. right.
So I think healthcare is a place you don't want to be.
Yeah, like I say, it's benefited greatly over the last 2 or 3 years, but I really don't think that will continue.
Any other sectors?
Well, I think another thing to keep in mind is if Obama does do the nuclear thing, which will really screw him for anything else he ever wants from Congress, by allowing 4 million people to go get jobs and do whatever, I'd be deeply concerned for the consumer sector. Because they're just simply replacing jobs of people here,
yeah.
And it wouldn't be. It wouldn't.
Aren't they already employed though?
They're employed under the counter type kind of stuff. But if you say all of a sudden now if you've got somebody who's working in your yard, you don't care. You know what I'm saying? You don't care whether where the guy's from or whether you hired a lawn service and they're paying people $7 an hour in cash or something else like that. Now all of a sudden that guy who's working $7 for cash, if now he can walk into Walmart, and I hope he does because I want people to get better here. He can walk into Walmart and make $9 an hour. He can go to McDonald's now. He's eligible to legally work. He's going to replace jobs on the higher income level. And that's a concern. That's not good for consumers.
One thing that I've sat and watched, as we've come off of the recession we had in 2008 and 2009, is you see a return to a lot more restriction, more government. Building the, especially in the financial sector, you
right.
get more and more regulation.
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
I think that if we reduce that regulation, we might get some more robust growth, and that's really what I'd hope to see.
And it
might allow the monetary policy to come off, and you can see some interest rates come back.
Right.
I would love to see
that. That'd be good
that.
For savers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of nuances of this doggone thing, but don't go crazy. Things are going to work themselves out. The next 30 days will hold that more.
I will tell you, though, that based on our election results,
yep.
we sent out some pretty interesting factoids, I guess.
Yeah.
It seems like the markets really enjoy midterm elections, no matter who wins. If you look back over the last 16 midterm elections,
okay.
there's a six-month period following the midterms, 16% average return. That's a positive.
Are you,
right?
I should take my 10 years' worth of liquidity and put it in the market?
Absolutely, because it's going to go up 16%. Didn't he say that?
we make no guarantees. No guarantees.
Past performance is no indication of future
That's
performance.
Right. But if you look, there's also some information from 1926 to 2006. The Dow increased about 8.5% in the 90 days following the midterm elections. On average,
versus 3.6 in non-midterm elections.
Exactly, yeah. And from there, it actually gets a little difficult. You talk about the divided Congress or a divided government between the president and Congress.
Doesn't seem to have much impact. 10.6 if it's divided,
right.
And 9.4 if it's
single party.
Single
yeah.
party.
Yeah, you can get back to 1900 where it shows single party rule at about 7.6 annually.
You remember all this, don't you? Going back
Absolutely.
To 1900.
I was a kid in college.
The inkwell?
I was a kid in college.
Courtney has no idea what an inkwell is. No. She has no idea.
No. Yeah. You guys only know because I tell you what it was.
Well, yeah. I remember seeing the plume.
The plume.
I've watched the I've
Benjamin
watched
Franklin
the,
and Thomas Jefferson signed with right. the plume. I was right there alongside it. Oh, I wasn't born in the 1700s, but I was hanging in there in the 1900s with an ink pen.
Right.
Not an ink pen, but a pen.
Ballpoint.
First ballpoint smudge. No one with any taste were use a ballpoint pen.
Yeah. But basically all the numbers going back, yeah, there's several studies, and it seems like single party you get a little better return, split party you get okay, gridlock not so much. But the one thing there's a couple of things. The third year of a presidency overall since 1900, there's usually about a 16.5% gain. Of course, these are all statistics, and
Sorry,
we know how those
saying,
can be different.
Are you saying we're going to be
There
up.
Is a chance.
Yeah.
2 years in a row, we're going to be up?
I don't know. History has it that the market goes up, well, like we said earlier, two out of three days. Yeah. So the other thing is when Congress is out of session, they've got a little figure here. The market is 2 to 3 times better when Congress is out of session relative to when they're in session.
I can completely understand
that. I go along with that.
Yeah,
I do too. Question whatsoever.
But anyway, just some fun numbers to think about.
All right, we'll be coming back with more answers to more of your questions, so don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.